For many years now, the Wisconsin Historical Museum has featured a series of walking tours of downtown Madison, focusing on Madison's weird side, infamy, scandals, and mystery, and the hidden history of Capitol Square. On Saturday, July 9th, the museum, together with the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, will test out a new, perhaps long overdue, tour showcasing the Black history of Madison. Wisconsin Historical Museum tour guide Tanika Apalu will lead the tour. Tanika joins us now by phone. Welcome to the 8 o'clock buzz.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us how this particular tour came about.
Absolutely. Well, it began with an ask from the Boys and Girls Club administration and board members. And in order to serve as a support to the fundraiser that they currently have going on to support funding for a trade center that they're trying to build for youth, local youth here in Madison, as well as a way to help promote their own efforts to preserve and highlight Black history in Madison.
And why has there never been a Black History of Madison tour before? Why is this the first one?
You know, Brian, I think that it's just a matter of not having the right combination of circumstance and resources. I think that with the community ask coming from the Boys and Girls Club and the right timing with regards to our museum going through a transition into a virtual capacity and then later on into a new building space, hopefully here in the next 4 or 5 years, I think that it was just the perfect storm. Like I said, between their organization wanting very much to promote history and our organization wanting very much to get out more into the community. And so I look forward to partnering with them and hope that this partnership will certainly move forward and continue.
So you're hoping that this will become a regular walking tour along with some of the other ones that we talked about in the introduction. Is that the goal?
Absolutely. You know, there's already been such great interest that it exceeded the capacity of our typical walking tour event. And so we're already looking at some dates in August and September for this year to continue piloting and growing the walking tour. And certainly this is going to be an offering that we're going to be making available moving forward.
So tell us about some of the places that you visit and some of the things you talk about. Give us some a preview of what we might expect if we go on this tour.
Yes. So this tour will highlight four landmark locations, two of which are located in Madison's Old Market community, a few blocks east of the Capitol, and are part of Madison's first Black neighborhood. The other two locations highlighted on this tour will be on or very close to the state capitol grounds. The tour will begin with a brief overview of when Blacks first began appearing in Wisconsin territory, followed by highlights of when Blacks were first documented as residents of Madison.
And when did that occur? When were the first Blacks in the Wisconsin territory in Madison?
The 1700s would be when we have record currently of the first Black family being noted in historical documents. And so that would have been sometime between the 1720s and 1740s. It was during the fur trade would have been during the fur trade would have been the first documented African American family living in Madison.
Now that's much earlier than I think most people would have guessed.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, as we continue to delve deeper into some of these stories and the history of Wisconsin and you know, the Blacks, you know, as a part of that history, I continue to be amazed with the things that that I uncover. And I know that the participants of this tour are going to just be amazed at some of the information that they'll uncover as well.
And when you do that kind of research, what are your sources? How do you find this information out?
Well, obviously, being with associated with the state, Wisconsin State Historical Society, we have librarians and archival staff that are very, very experienced with uncovering this information. The press has also been, the Wisconsin Historical Society Press has also been a great resource. We have a book that was published a few years ago called Settlin' by a local professor and author named Muriel Sims. And much of the information for this particular walking tour came from that book. And so we want to just make sure that we are continuing to promote and get the information out about the research that she was able to uncover as a part of putting together that book.
So you mentioned the Market neighborhood. Where else do you visit?
And so, again, the tour will be a very small one to begin with. And so there will only be 5 locations highlighted. And so there are 2 residences, again, within the Old Market neighborhood. So Benjamin Butt's home on Johnson Street, and then we'll be on Dayton Street for the Miller and Hill grocery store. We'll be at 1 North Pinckney Street at the American House and American Exchange Bank location. And then we'll also be highlighting the future site of the Vail Phillips statue.
And remind listeners who may not be familiar with Vail Phillips who she was and why she's getting a statue.
Absolutely. So Vail Phillips was absolutely very instrumental in the housing desegregation efforts, as well as school desegregation efforts in the state of Wisconsin. Served was an attorney and served for many years as a legislator, and just advocated, you know, throughout her life for the rights of underrepresented communities throughout Wisconsin. And so just a remarkable individual. I obviously served as a judge for a time, and so as a result of all of those efforts and accolades, that she will be honored with a statue on Capitol grounds next year. Sometime spring or fall of next year, the statue is set to go up.
And Vail Phillips was from Milwaukee, but spent a lot of time in Madison as a legislator. Is that correct?
That is correct. Her home was Milwaukee. However, she graduated here from University of Wisconsin Law School. And so very strong connections between Milwaukee and Madison.
So tell us a little bit about how you got this gig. This sounds like, for a historian, the idea of doing a walking tour sounds like a dream gig. How did you end up with it?
It is a dream gig, Brian. And so, you know, for most of my my adult life, I've had a great interest in preserving culture and heritage types of events. And so shortly after graduating from UW-Madison, I came across this position at the Wisconsin Historical Society that I thought would just be a perfect fit for my interests and passions. And so I applied and got the gig, and I have been working with the Wisconsin Historical Society now for 6 years. I started off in the Division of Programs and Outreach, and I've been able to plan historic Heritage History Month events, open house events at our headquarters building for Black History, Hispanic Heritage Month, and been able to connect with community across the state, as well as help to plan for our new history museum.
And how did you get interested in history, and perhaps particularly urban history?
How did I myself?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So, a lot of that interest has come, I have to say, Brian, since being an employee of the Wisconsin Historical Society. I prior to that, had not had very strong, I'd say, education or exposure to Black history, and so my passions currently have been just emboldened from my experience working with the Historical Society and learning about all these hidden, so to speak, stories of individuals who've done such great things that may not have been highlighted due to the times.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Why is Madison's Black history not better known? Why do we need a tour like this that's focused specifically on the Black history of Madison?
Well, Brian, I can only speak to, my personal experience with learning about Black history in Madison. I've been a resident and a student in Madison since 1990, and having graduated from James Madison Memorial High School and continuing on to UW, throughout that time, aside from my exposure to Black History Month celebrations or, the Black History Certificate that I earned at UW and my experience with a Black theater group as a youth, my first and only real education, as I stated, about who some of the Wisconsin's, you know, and Madison's Black history makers were, did not come until, you know, I started working for the Historical Society. And so I think that that's absolutely something that needs to be corrected. And one of the ways that we can do that is through partnerships, such as the ones that we have with the Boys and Girls Club, to, you know, to really get the word out, as much as possible in as many different, formats as possible, about the history. So we just need to start telling the history, now that it's been uncovered, and you know, we have all these, you know, wonderful archival documents at the State Historical Society, that we can reference. I think we just need more community partnerships in order to highlight that history.
So the event on Saturday, July 9th, is that full up now, or are you still inviting people to attend that tour coming up on Saturday?
It is full at this point. However, I would encourage anyone who is listening currently to continue to check in with the WisconsinHistory.org website, as we will be adding additional tours. As I said, because the interest has far exceeded our capacity, which is great news, which means that, you know, obviously people are very interested in this history, and it's something that obviously has been far overdue. So,
all right.
So, yes.
We've been speaking with Tanika Apalu, tour guide for the Madison Black History Walking Tour. Keep an eye on the Madison, Wisconsin Historical Museum for additional tour dates. We believe from Blount Street and Dayton Street at about 9 a.m. And that event is free, but donations to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dane County are accepted. Tanika Apalu, thank you so much for joining us on the 8 o'clock buzz.
You're very welcome, Brian. Thank you.